I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News. This morning, I spoke with Julie Nixon Eisenhower and David Eisenhower, authors of Going Home to Glory, a memoir of life with Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1961 to 1969. The couple are an apt pair to write about the personal life of a political icon, not only because of their lineage. David is the grandson of President Dwight Eisenhower, and his wife, Julie, is the daughter of President Richard Nixon, but also because of their distinguished publishing careers. Julie is a children's book author and wrote a book about her mother entitled Pat Nixon, The Untold Story, and David was a 1986 Pulitzer Prize finalist. The couple, who reside in Pennsylvania and who have a home near the Delaware beaches, will be returning to Delmarva on December 8th for a reception and presentation to benefit Eastern's Critchlow Atkins Children's Center. The center is a child care program that provides educational training and tuition assistance to families. Education is important to the Eisenhowers, as David is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and Julie holds a master's in education, although Julie said being a first daughter may have prevented her from pursuing a teaching career.
I thought that for a while that I thought I'd become a teacher, but I had this one little problem, which was that my father was president, so I was guarded by a huge contingent of Secret Service, and the kids were just much more interested in the limousines and the Secret Service, the good-looking guys and the three-piece suits.
David Eisenhower said his grandfather was relentless in his pursuit of higher education.
Education for my grandfather was the key to citizenship. So he was going to get an education one way or another. He and his brothers were the first Eisenhowers to really seek higher education, and so they went out to national universities and demonstrated what ability combined with the opportunity that education provides can really do.
David and Julie Nixon Eisenhower have preserved the lessons and memories of President Eisenhower in Going Home to Glory. The book was released last year and includes family stories and correspondence from President and Mrs. Eisenhower. David and Julie said that the book gives an inside perspective on a post-White House Dwight D. Eisenhower.
It's a story that is about a president, but it's really also a story about growing up. In the case of my grandfather, somebody who's growing old. And I think that's a story that everybody shares.
It's how a great man deals with giving up power, surrendering power gracefully, finding a role for himself.
One of the roles that President Eisenhower developed after his presidency was that of a mentor to presidential hopefuls. When asked if alive, if President Eisenhower would mentor any of the current crop of Republican nominees, David responded,
Dwight Eisenhower would definitely be, I'm confident of this, he would be urging an affirmative vision on the Republican Party in anybody speaking to him. I don't know who he would have advised, but he would have certainly advised a spirit which is going to be important in the election. Neither side can win this election by effectively running against the other side for the purpose of keeping them out of office.
David called his grandfather a moderate Republican, and Julie said her father, President Nixon, was a progressive Republican. The couple said that the extreme positions on both sides that they see today are not something that their families would have encouraged.
Each perspective is valid. Each perspective carried to its logical extreme is wrong. This is the one thing that Dwight Eisenhower is quite clear. What do you say, Julie?
I agree. He was a govern-from-the-middle individual, as was my father. And
the Eisenhowers said that the impact of Eisenhower's presidency is still felt, even in a lighthearted way during the current Republican presidential campaigns.
We're aware of at least one couple on the GOP side that call each other Ike and Mamie in private.
This is Delmarva Public Radio.